The size of the Republican majority could get bigger depending on what happens in next Tuesday's recall elections involving two Democratic state senators. But if the current 17-16 seat edge holds, it makes the vote of every senator more crucial. That includes Richland Center's Dale Schultz, the lone Republican senator to vote no on the collective bargaining bill. He says he hopes his ideas get more play.
The reality is, when there's a one-seat majority, every member is empowered to apply pressure. And as a guy who has been a majority leader, I kind of empathize with my leader right now.
Schultz says his constituents expect legislators to balance the budget, to grow the economy, and to remember the vulnerable. He says they also expect legislators to be bipartisan.
And that we make a real effort as a majority party to include legislation, at least some legislation that's been drafted by the minority party, as a show of good faith.
Democrats have said this week that while Tuesday's election left them in the minority, their 16 Senate seats plus Schultz would give them a pro-union majority. Schultz chuckles at the assertion, but says his votes speak for themselves and that Wisconsin's labor roots cannot be ignored.
I think it's important that those folks feel like they're being listened to.
Schultz and Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald have something of a history. Almost 7 years ago, Schultz defeated Fitzgerald in a leadership election. He was the head of Senate Republicans for 2 years before Fitzgerald took the job back. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.